Only another 20 minutes to the site. Gala gritted her teeth and set about bringing Bond back to consciousness again. She had only just succeeded when the car drew up at the door of the launching dome and Krebs, a gun in his hand, was undoing the bonds round their ankles. They had a glimpse of the familiar moonlit cement and of the semicircle of guards some distance away before they were hustled through the door and, when their shoes had been torn off by Krebs, out onto the iron catwalk inside the launching dome. There the gleaming rocket stood, beautiful, innocent, like a new toy for Cyclops. But there was a horrible smell of chemicals in the air, and to Bond the Moonraker was a giant hypodermic needle ready to be plunged into the heart of England. Despite a growl from Krebs, he paused on the stairway and looked up at its glittering nose. A million deaths. A million. A million. A million. On his hands. For God's sake. On his hands. With Krebs' gun prodding him, he went slowly down the steps on the heels of Gala. As he turned through the doors of Drax's office, he pulled himself together. Suddenly his mind was clear, and all the lethargy and pain had left his body. Something, anything, must be done. Somehow he would find a way. His whole body and mind became focused and sharp as a blade. His eyes were alive again, and defeat sloughed off him like the skin of a snake. Drax had gone ahead and was sitting at his desk. He had a Luger in his hand. It was pointing at a spot halfway between Bond and Gala, and it was as steady as a rock.